beginning.
Let me start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning.
All right, gather around, troops. Everybody, are we ready?
Here we are. All ready for you.
Then let's get to work, all right?
Yes, let's get to work. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 6:12. Welcome to it. A little windy, a little breezy this morning. 51 degrees for it.
It is breezy.
Pretty mild, though, for the most part. You got Rick, you got Patty. Welcome to your Friday. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up just a bit, Nashville news, and getting you ready for Monday because our big Luke Combs flyaway to Vegas.
It is happening fast.
Thanks to our friends right there at Legends Casino. More details about that as we get your day started. Let's lock and load. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
RD got Rick, you got Patty, 622. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much this morning. Right now, cloudy skies, 52 degrees, a little windy, a little breezy for you. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go.
What's up?
You got to finish this sentence. I can't believe I received blank for the holidays. I can't believe I received blank for the holidays.
Oh, man. I got to think about that for a minute.
All right. So many years ago, my first wife and I, when we were very young and very stupid, I got her a microwave one year. And she got me a file cabinet the same year. And then we realized that neither of us had gotten each other something that we really wanted. And
you got stuff for the house.
Yeah, and she was so upset. She was like, microwave? Really? A microwave? I said, well, you've been asking about a microwave all year long. Really? A microwave? That's my Christmas present? A microwave? So I learned really quick to listen to your wife.
Yeah.
And appliances are not Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and I got a bottle opener.
Yeah.
It was from Mexico, and it was a hoof, like a donkey hoof. I know. And I went, what? This is weird. And
wow.
It was a bottle opener.
Wow, okay. I'm like, what am I going to say?
I know.
Thanks, yeah.
And it wasn't from my husband, but it was from his family. And I just went...
Oh, then I guess it kind of was trying to be a nice gesture, I guess.
I don't know. But I was like, wow. Thanks.
Well, Angela says she got a bathroom scale and a vacuum.
Oh, no.
What, Angela? What? Hopefully that person got kicked to the curb, really? And then Belle says she got a gas cap. Interesting, gas cap.
She must have really needed it.
I know.
Gas cap for her car.
I have lost my gas cap before.
I know. And
had a little rag in there until I got a gas cap. So I hear you on that. But for Christmas, come on. I can't believe I received blank for the holidays. That'll be the Facebook fun. Bathroom scale and vacuum. Angela, that's going to be tough to beat today. So you guys chime in on this.
Don't be fooled by the wrapping. Sometimes I remember a friend of mine, it appeared she got a box of tampons.
Oh, that's
but
always fun.
That's not what the gift was.
No, that's always fun.
Yeah. She was like, really, Mom? She was embarrassed. Yeah. And, oh, no.
Oh, misdirect. That's great. Love that. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. I can't believe I received blank for the holidays. Add to our list. We're going to share the comments on the way. And it's Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Six, number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you, and time for some Nashville news.
So, Kenny Chesney celebrating big about his memoir becoming a bestseller.
It feels great. You know, I'm very happy. You know, I'm very happy for Holly, who's a journalist and been doing this a long time. And we have just had a thrill. It's just been nothing but joy writing it. It's been hard work, but it's just a testament to my audience that I've built out there on the road for a while. And we're just thrilled, guys. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I couldn't be happier.
I guess he's grateful, right?
Yeah.
He says he just wanted to write a book about his journey, and he's talking about his co-author, Holly Gleason, who helped him get there. Meanwhile, the Country Music Association and ABC are announcing another batch of performers for the CMA Awards show. It'll be Kelsey Ballerini, Kenny Chesney, and Miranda Lambert all set to take the stage at the 59th annual CMA Awards. Brandi Carlile, Riley Green, Patti Loveless, and also Chris Stapleton all performing in the upcoming ceremony. Lainey, of course, is serving as the show's host. The CMA Awards will be airing live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on November 19th, and it will stream on Hulu the very next day. Luke Combs was doing a recent interview, Rick, when he said he loves indulging in his favorite foods when he's on the road. He says when he's touring, he's learned to enjoy all the little things, like a good burger, some barbecue, and just really savoring it. He says food is a way to stay connected to home. And, of course, your first code for Luke Combs in Vegas, that flyaway, is going to hit Monday morning right here. Finally, Jelly Roll getting real about how fame has been affecting his mental health. He recently opened up on a podcast about mental health struggles and the emotional toll of touring overseas. Jelly shared that he didn't like spending a lot of time in his hotel room by himself and that his mental health is the worst that it's been in a long time. He recently wrapped up his Australia tour and said being so far away from home left him feeling anxious. So despite the mental setback, Jelly Roll is set to return to the stage tonight and tomorrow. He's got two shows in Mexico City. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
All right, today is National Name Your Car Day, and your car right now has got the little engine light on. That's why
I just called Mike.
Yeah.
Just called Mike in the service department.
So have you ever named your car, Patty? Is this a guy thing? Is it a girl thing? And I'm curious.
I don't know. Mine does not have a name.
All right. I know I haven't named a car since I was a teenager, but Bertha or Bessie, if I'm having issues, let's say my car.
My mom named hers Betsy.
All right, it's always that. So if the truck's gonna break down, come on, Betsy, come on. You know, it's like
that car always broke down.
That's why she named it.
Man, I can remember just trying to start it was an issue.
I wonder when your vehicle breaks down a lot, do you name your car? I'm curious. If it's running great all the time, probably has no name. But if it's breaking down all the time, might have, you know, the beast. Oh, the beast keeps breaking down or whatever. I'm curious. We're going to have some fun with you. 547-KORD. App chat us. Name your car day. When I was a kid, my very first car, $200, 1973 Mercury Capri.
Wow.
Bought it from my buddy Randy.
For how much?
$200. And
that's a deal.
And her name was Charity, and she broke down all the time. But
did you name her Charity?
I did.
Okay.
No, I did name it that. Oh. But that's the only car I've ever named, ever. It was bright red. Got me in trouble. Within the first 24 hours, I had gotten pulled over twice for speeding and tickets within 24 hours.
Really?
Yep. And one in Clarkston, one in Lewiston. And
again, Rick, you rebel, you.
I know. Back in the day in Idaho, they did not ask for insurance because I did not have insurance because I was a crazy teen driving around. Shame on me, but I did. I broke the law. And in Idaho, back in the day, they didn't ask for the insurance, you know. So it's like, oh, I got a speeding ticket, you know. And then the other one, the other ticket, I got the ticket in front of the police department. So I tried to go to court to get the judge to dismiss it. And he's like, I'd love to dismiss this ticket because it's your first offense.
But you did it right in front of the police
station. That's what the judge said. He goes, I would love to dismiss this ticket, but the address has got me befuddled. I'm like, what do you mean, Your Honor? And he's like, this address is the police department. How does someone get a ticket in front of the police department?
Because I'm Rick Michaels. Exactly. I'm a rebel, Your Honor.
Rebel without a cause. Right, rebel without a cause.
Buckets, Rick.
So there you go. Name your car day. We're going to have some fun with you. 547-KORD. If you've ever named your car, we're going to take some calls now. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD. We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Is there a toy on your child's holiday wish that you refuse to buy for them? So is there a toy on your kid's holiday wish list you refuse to buy for them? I was thinking back in the day when kids would want the Nikes or whatever that were just outrageous. Some of that stuff that's outrageous.
Yeah, that's not a toy, though. Those are shoes that
I get
you
it.
Absolutely have to have.
Yeah, I get it. And like an Xbox or a PlayStation.
PlayStation, come on, those are outrageously.
Yeah.
I mean, can they come down a little in price?
So we have to tell you a story about part-time Pete, a former coworker, that he goes to Walmart and he's like, oh, groceries are ridiculous.
And diapers. He's got to get some things for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes, and then he we go, hey, let's see the receipt. You know,
and then there was like a big 24, like a case of beer and a game.
It was like $600 for an Xbox. The groceries were like $100.
And he goes, oh my gosh, I had to get my daughter pants.
Yeah, but it was like he had spent $100 on the necessities. And then
he got his game station.
And we made
whatever.
Fun of him for it. We laughed. We like, really? Really? You're going to come in and say groceries are expensive?
Yeah, what's the priority, Pete?
Yeah, exactly. So,
yes.
So is there a toy on your kids' holiday wish list you refuse to buy for them? I will tell you one little story about Logan. He was 2 years old. He wanted a Ring Around the Rosie doll. It was a
ring
doll.
Ring Around the Rosie?
That it sings. Ring around
the Rosie, pocket full of posies.
And he was, and there was a TV commercial about everything. He was 2 years old. He wanted it. His grandfather was like, you know, hell no, you're not buying that kid up, you know, a doll.
Ring around the boys don't get dolls.
Exactly.
Oh no.
And my first wife was like, he's getting the doll no matter what. Anyway, he's 2 years old. He gets it out of the package. He plays for it like about a half hour.
And then he was done.
And that was the end of it because he just wanted the ring around the room. He just wanted the song. And he never touched it again. You know, and then he was into Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but it was just so funny. That
kids, there's a big buildup. They finally get it, and then so what?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Put it in the toy box.
Yep, and that's where it went. It must have probably stayed there for years. So is there a toy on your kids' list that you refuse to buy for them? We want to know. 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in this situation. We want to know. We want to know. It's going to be some good comments up here. What aren't you going to buy? We want to know. It's Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Well, the holidays are around the corner. Holiday wish list kids want stuff. But what aren't you buying them? What aren't you getting
them? What's the big toy?
Yeah, well, I do.
What's the one?
We got to go find what the big toy is this year. There's always a big toy. Every single year there's a big toy. And there's always a mad rush to get the toy, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is this year.
I don't know. I, you know, my kids are adults now, so I just give them cash.
Yep. Well, like, cash is king.
I know. Cash is king. So, you know, I don't have to worry about the toys anymore because the kids are all grown. But it's like, oh, what do you, you know. I even saw my stepson, Kyron, a couple nights ago at the kitchen table. And I said, hey, do you want me to buy you something or do you just want cash? And he looks at me and goes, oh, cash.
I'll get my own thing.
Exactly.
I get it.
All right, so 547-KORD, as you get the holiday wish list going, what are you not going to buy them? Good morning, KORD. What are you not going to buy your kids?
This actually happened to my younger brother.
Okay.
We bought all of ourselves the glow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And he decided it would be kind of funny to, hey, let's put this in the microwave and see what happens.
Oh,
so
geez.
He literally puts it in the microwave for about 5 seconds, takes it out, gives it a little bit of a shake, and then immediately it bursts open. It gets all over his face, gets a little bit into his eyes. So we're never, ever doing that again.
I never thought, oh, let's put this glow stick in the microwave.
Thanks for the idea.
I know exactly. Kids are like, oh, I'm going to try that.
No, don't.
547-KORD, things you're not buying your kids on the holiday list. What do you got?
This toy that I will never, ever buy again is Legos.
Oh.
And if you've ever stepped on a Lego and jammed a Lego into the bottom of your foot, you will never buy Legos again. Oh, my gosh. I stepped on my son's Lego, and I went crazy. I was like a lunatic. I'm like, I'm getting rid of every Lego in this house.
Yeah.
He went through a huge Legos phase, but, you know, there's a bazillion pieces to every kit, so they're just always all over, and he would never pick them up. And of course, I jammed one into my foot and I'd had it. It hurt. Like, it literally felt like somebody jabbing a knife into the bottom of your foot. I will never buy you Legos.
No Legos. You know, Legos, I hear you on that because Legos can just get lost everywhere.
Well, but I know people, they're a big deal still. Yeah. Well, there's Legoland. People love going there. But I'm talking even adults buy the Lego kits. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah, my bestie that came up from Boise, that's what he collects is Legos. Oh, yeah, he's got them all. He's got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of Legos. So, yeah, And his kids.
Some of those kits are pretty intricate.
Yeah, his kids are adults, and he's got all the Legos still. So it's like, yeah, that's his big thing. He loves the Legos.
Is it like going to Legoland?
Yeah, all of
I've
that.
I've never been.
Yeah, not me either. So not Legos. Not, I mean, I had Legos as a kid, but
that's what I thought. I felt like you grew out of it, but you do now.
No, they're fancy sets.
Yeah, I know.
So 547 KORD. What are you not buying for the kids' holiday wish list? What do you got for us? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
All right. Is there a toy on your child's holiday wish list that you refuse to buy for them? This has gone viral. TikToker Emily Sky recently went viral after revealing several toys that should be skipped on her kids' holiday wish list.
Oh, no.
She posted the video after buying a sticky dinosaur toy for her kids that they flicked into the ceiling. And so she regrets purchasing the rubbery toys because they caused a cleanup nightmare. What was it? We had Play-Doh. You know, we had Play-Doh when we were kids.
And don't mix the colors Play-Dohs.
Right, exactly. You know? Different things like that. I'm trying to think of messy stuff that we had.
I had a thing. It was, I loved it. It was called Slime.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They did. And we talked a while back about Shrinky Dinks. Had that in the oven.
Those were cool.
Yeah, Shrinky Dinks in the oven, different things like that. We had Silly Putty.
In my day, Silly Putty was fun because you could put them on the comics.
Yeah, exactly. You used to have the newspaper with the comics. You put
Do you remember the Slinky?
Slinky.
And it could go down the steps.
Yep.
That was
Slinky,
cool.
Slinky. Yeah, great. There's so many great toys there. So is there a toy that you're not going to buy? 547-KORD. We're going to take some calls coming up here in a little bit. Do you recall a toy that you ever asked for as a kid you never got?
That I never got? Well, all the Fisher-Price stuff. Kim Wagner had them all.
You said she had all the Barbies. She had
the Barbie townhome and the camper. And all of it she had.
And had the Corvette, the pink Corvette. All
yes. The camper.
You were a little,
I was jealous.
You were a little jealous.
But we were always at Kim's house.
Yeah.
She had all the toys. All of them.
I think for the most part, there was nothing that stood out that as a kid. You know, you always want it. You know,
in my day, there, you know, Cabbage Patch Kids were cool.
Oh yeah, Megan has a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Well, they had adoption papers
from her childhood. Yeah. She still has the Cabbage Patch Kid, and it's a big deal. It's stored away, but she's got it. She loves it. Yeah, it's just a big memory for her. So we're gonna take some calls. 547-KORD. Is there a toy on your kids' list that you're gonna go, nah, probably not gonna buy for them? We want to know. Share your calls coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
So have you ever heard of this thing called Dipsgiving, Patty?
Dipsgiving?
Dipsgiving.
I have not.
So there's Friendsgiving, as you've known.
Yeah.
Have you heard of?
Yep.
Dipsgiving is the newest Thanksgiving trend. Families are opting for easy-to-make dips over traditional feasts. They're less stressful and less expensive than big dinners. And they're asking guests to basically bring dips and chips.
I love it. Who doesn't like chips and dip?
Absolutely. Who doesn't love that? Dipsgiving.
I mean, you know what? It's also, dips are great for vegetables. If you don't get your vegetables in, dip them in some ranch.
Doesn't that kind of diffuse the whole healthy thing when you... I'm just saying. Yeah, when you put some broccoli into some ranch... Yeah, the calories from the ranch.
I don't know. it's a great way to get your veggies in.
Absolutely, absolutely. But Dipsgiving is the new thing, and I thought we'd take some calls. 547-KORD. Do you know someone who serves or has served a cheap Thanksgiving dinner? You know, and why? And why was it cheap? For you guys, have you ever had a down and dirty cheap Thanksgiving dinner that you can recall?
Every dinner for us is cheap.
It's just the two of you. We count our pennies. Yeah, but it's just the two of you, right?
Yeah.
It's just the two of you. So, do you guys have a turkey normally?
No.
Okay.
No.
A ham?
On occasion.
Okay.
I still don't know what we're doing this year. We can't figure it out. Either going to be ham and potatoes or lasagna.
All right. So, have you gone and actually gone to, like, Denny's before?
We've been out. Not to Denny's, but every place we've been at, we've, like, gone to a buffet or whatever.
Okay.
Sure.
So, you get your own thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
what about you?
Well, for me, it's like Thanksgiving's my absolute favorite, not because of the food. It's just I like a holiday that's not all about gimme, 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 gimme. I love being thankful.
I hear you.
And grateful for what I have.
Yes.
And so that's why it's my number one holiday for me personally. I do love turkey. My wife does not like turkey. And through these years, we've had turkey. So this year, she's going to do ham, you know, which is perfectly fine.
I love having ham.
Yeah, she's going to have ham. But But it's like, I don't expect anything on Thanksgiving. I just want to be grateful and
thankful.
Will
you have a pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. That's a mandatory. Well, Cool Whip and pumpkin pie.
I hear you.
a gallon of Cool Whip with a slice of...
Nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it, Rick.
All right, so take some calls. 547-KORD. Do you know someone who served a cheap Thanksgiving dinner? What'd they do? We got those calls coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
All right, so I saw this meme over the weekend, and it got me thinking. So somebody had literally had a meme of Hungry Man's all in a row for Thanksgiving. Like, they had, like, eight of them. And they said,
like the Hungry Man TV dinners?
Yeah, TV dinners.
Oh, I got you.
Banquet dinners yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, they had them in a row and said, Thanksgiving's taken care of. So there's this term going around right now called dipsgiving. So people are trying to save some money, opting for easy-to-make dips over traditional feasts. I'm a big fan of potato bars, big fan of taco bars, these different things that people do. I like all of that stuff. So I don't necessarily have to have a Thanksgiving dinner.
They have hamburger bars too, hamburger stations where you can put all the toppings. My goodness, yes. Go into any rest stop when you're traveling and you can get any, yes.
There you go.
Get a burger.
Now you're talking.
You got pickles, you got some taco sauce, some cheese.
Now you're
sour
talking.
Sour cream.
Oh, sign me up
and
for,
you're like, whoa.
Sign me up for any of them. So Dipsgiving's going on, so we thought we'd have some fun with you. 547-KORD, do you know someone who serves or has served an incredibly cheap Thanksgiving dinner? So
everybody's got to bring your own, but that's what you do at a family potluck.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. So what meal did you have? What happened?
My ex-mother-in-law.
Okay.
She would buy, like, those banquet TV dinners that are family-sized of the turkey slices. And she would do stuffing and a can of yams and a can of cranberry sauce and a jar of gravy.
Wow.
And that was her Thanksgiving dinner.
That was her Thanksgiving dinner. Well, maybe that's all she could afford, maybe, you know? I mean, but again, it's like, yeah, how many do you need? I mean, it probably ends up being the cost of, if you need a bunch of them because you're inviting a bunch of people over,
yeah,
it might be the cost of an actual Thanksgiving dinner, technically.
It could be.
It adds up. It adds up really quick. 547-KORD, incredibly cheap Thanksgiving dinner. What'd you have?
My mother-in-law makes enough food to feed the entire town.
Okay.
She makes meatloaf, ham, turkey, like something for everybody in case somebody doesn't like something. So the first year we laid with my family, we show up at my mom's house. Her house, you walk in through the kitchen, and she's got one ham steak in a pan for five of us.
What?
So oh, no.
My husband walks in the other room, and he says, well, what are the rest you're going to eat? And I'm like, I think that's for all of us.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
One ham steak for five people? I'm like, well, I guess so. And so she sets the table and cuts this ham steak up and puts a little bit on everybody's plate. And then she puts a salad on the table, and she was out of ranch dressing. So she pours a little milk in the bottle and shakes it up.
What?
And then dumps that on top of the salad.
Oh, geez.
And puts it on the table. And my husband, I thought he was going to have a coronary. I mean, he's just used to his mom making this huge feast for everybody. And I said, well, that, you know, my mom just doesn't cook. So to her, she thinks she's really making something spectacular. And so we left my mom's house and we had to go to McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely. You had to go to McDonald's.
You don't say anything.
So did your mom make a big spread when you were a kid?
Never.
Never. So only, it was enough for the family, enough for the family.
Only two occasions when she went all out, and it was like Christmas morning breakfast and Easter.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
even on Thanksgiving? No.
No, it was not.
Well, we always went someplace else.
Okay.
We went to my grandmother's house.
Okay,
so.
Okay, things like, okay,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, we never, never.
Yeah.
No, my mom couldn't cook.
Oh, my gosh. So through the year, through the years, we've kind of bounced around to Oregon, to Megan's parents.
Yeah.
We went to my foster sister's one year. I mean, so it's on a rare occasion that my wife actually cooks. She can do it, but it's on a rare occasion.
You didn't want my mom's cooking.
We've talked about that before.
We were grateful to be going to grandma's.
Yeah, so you're all about Dipsgiving at your mom's
house. I'll take it. Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, 547-KORD. Dipsgiving, it's the new thing. More calls on the way about the cheapest Thanksgiving dinner you had. You got Rick and...
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.